The third stanza in the first Panchen Lama's poem is, "May we realize that there is no time to waste, death being definite, but the time of death indefinite. What has gathered will separate, what has been accumulated will be consumed without residue. At the end of a rising comes descent. The finality of birth is death." From beginningless time, we have been under the influence of an illusion of permanence, so we think there is always lots of time remaining. This puts us in great danger of wasting our lives in procrastination. To counteract this tendency, it is important to meditate on impermanence, on the fact that death might come at any moment. Even though there is no certainty you will die tonight, when you cultivate an awareness of death, you appreciate that you could die tonight. With this attitude, if there is something you can do that will help both this life and the next, you will give it precedence over something that will just help this life in a superficial way. Furthermore, by being uncertain about when death will come, you will refrain from doing something that will harm both your present and your future lifetimes. As this sense of caution develops, you will strive harder not to accumulate unfavorable predispositions through uncontrolled actions. You will be motivated to develop, according to your ability, attitudes that act as antidotes to the various forms of an untamed mind. Then, whether you live a day, a week, a month, or a year, that time will be meaningful. Your thoughts and actions will be based on what is beneficial in the long run, and the longer you live, the more beneficial they will be. By contrast, when you come under the influence of the illusion of permanence and spend your time on matters that go no deeper than the surface of this life, you sustain great loss. This is why, in this stanza, the Panchen Lama directs our attention to the value of making each moment count. In my own case, I am now 67 years old. I am the oldest of the 13 Dalai Lamas who came before me, except for the first Dalai Lama, Gendun Trub, who lived into his 80s. The fifth Dalai Lama lived to be 66. I am older than he. I am an old man. Still, because of recent developments in medical treatment and living conditions, I have some hope of staying until 80 or 90. But it is definite that at some time or other, I must die. We Tibetans even think that we can lengthen our lifespan through rituals, but I am not sure whether those who perform these live longer. This is because to perform a long life ritual, it is necessary to have stable visualization within concentrated meditation. In addition, it is necessary to understand the emptiness of inherent existence, since it is wisdom itself that manifests as your imagined ideal self. Also, it is necessary to have compassion and an altruistic intention to become enlightened. These requirements make long life meditations difficult. Since our attitudes of permanence and self-cherishing, held in our hearts as if they are the very center of life, are what ruin us, the most fruitful meditations are on impermanence, the emptiness of inherent existence, and compassion. Without these, long-life rituals and the like will not help. This is why Buddha emphasized that the two wings of the bird flying to enlightenment are compassion and wisdom. These two are the ways to oppose attitudes of permanence and self-cherishing, which, since beginningless time, have undermined our aims for happiness.